HarperCollins presents Murder in the Family, a novel by Cara Hunter. Read by
Lisa Armitage,
Olivia Dowd,
Rupert Farley,
James Good, and Colin Mace.
For my agent, Anna Power, for her wisdom, patience, humour, and unfailing insight. I couldn't have done any of this without her.
The Times, 8th of November, 2023. Television. And then there was one. Christie Worthy final twist gives Infamous a killer climax. Ross Leslie. The latest series of Infamous bowed out yesterday with a last gasp twist that didn't just bring the house down, but the whole theatre with it. It's been the standout hit of showrunners' autumn season. Never out of the streamer's top 10 shows since the first episode aired on the 3rd of October, and generating the sort of water cooler debates those of us who remember a terrestrial-only world look back on with wistful nostalgia. As I said, back when it first launched, it must have taken guts to hold out for a gradual episode drop rather than cave to the prevailing box binge culture. But boy, it paid off. Not least because it allowed real-life off-screen events to be incorporated into last night's double episode series finale. This season's format was a first for the Infamous franchise, and I suspect for many of the viewers. But however innovative it might have felt, the closing sequence of last night's final episode proved that what we'd been watching all these weeks was, in fact, a very modern reprise of the time-honoured and then-there-was-none scenario. First created by Agatha Christie and reinvented by every new generation of crime novelists ever since, most notably by the late great P.D. James, but also more recently by the likes of Lucy Foley and Sarah Pierce. A small group of strangers, cut off from the outside world, who begin to turn on one another in the face of the horrifying realization that there is a killer among them, hiding in plain sight. For so it proved last night. And no, of course, I'm not going to tell you who. Let's just say I won't be the only member of the audience who's promptly re-watching the entire series to see how I could possibly have missed it. 5 stars.
10 months earlier. Showrunner. January 9th, 2023. New season of Infamous sees British filmmaker revisiting his stepfather's murder, unsolved for 20 years. Filming on location in London, Who Killed Luke Ryder will include never-before-seen home video footage, interviews with family members, and exclusive access to the crime scene. Infamous Who Killed Luke Ryder, set to debut Tuesday, October 3rd, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. EST, on Showrunner. In Season 7 of the global hit Infamous, filmmaker Guy Howard will take viewers through the case that traumatized him as a child and has haunted his family for 2 decades. In October 2003, when Howard was 10, his stepfather, Luke Ryder, was found dead in the garden of the family home in an upscale district of London. Despite a lengthy and high-profile investigation by British law enforcement, no charges were ever brought, and the case remains unsolved. In a new format for the Infamous franchise, producer Nick Vincent of Dry Riser Films has brought together key players in the original case, along with acknowledged experts in the fields of crime scene investigation, forensic psychology, police investigation, and the law, to revisit the crime and attempt to identify the perpetrator who still remains at large. Participants include Alan Canning, Detective Inspector, Metropolitan Police. Retired. Mitchell Clark, journalist, covered the case for the London Press in 2003. Hugo Fraser, KC, leading UK criminal prosecutor. Dr. Layla Furness, forensic psychologist. J.J. Norton, crime scene investigator, South Wales Police.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?